Hey, what's going on, everybody? You have The Cure, the Unleashed One, Lucas Chase here, and you are listening and watching and viewing the 3Count Podcast. Boom!
Do you want to get live with me? Do you really want to ride with me? I'm in the club, baby.
Welcome, everybody, to another great edition of the 3Count Podcast presents Now Entering, and I'm your host, Clifford Red Dog Miller, the man that leads you up that mountain called wrestling. And by our 350-something episode, Season 5, I would just hope you say it with me, I am your Sherpa. Because like your tribal chief, acknowledge me. But like every good Sherpa, you got to have someone who's been there, done that, and can do it more efficiently. You can, and that's why it's never about me. It's about who's entering the ring. So who's entering the ring? You can find this person at United. You can find this person at Wrestling Open, Fight, Tetsu, Beyond, NWWE, TOS, BST, and Grind. He is a traveler. He is a grinder. He is part of the Church of Greatness. He is The Cure, Lucas Chase.
What is going on?
Yo, what's up, man?
Nothing much, man. You know, just here, getting over being a little under the weather for the past few days and feeling much better and glad to be able to put this together here.
Hell yeah, man. It's one of those things we were talking about, like, we're both kind of, like, just, like, getting past everything. And, yeah. Like, it's just, like, one thing after another. And you're like, man, like, I know this is the end of the year. And that next month is a brand new year. And great. But
can't come, like, quick enough, I'll tell you that. Yeah. Right.
When everybody watches this, you can be like, what? I'm watching this on the new year. I'm like, yeah, well, we didn't record this on the new year.
No. This is definitely pre-new year. I can't believe that 2024 is actually about a week away at this point. Or is now, depending on when you're watching this. But yeah, it's been a crazy end to the year. But at the end of the day, if we don't test and ourselves and keep pushing, we ain't gonna do nothing. So yeah. You know.
It's true, man. You know, it's just iron sharpens iron. I guess at this case, it's more like, you know, Mother Nature is testing everybody, is sharpening everybody.
Yeah, Mother Nature's like, slow it down, guys.
Yeah, yo, take it easy, okay? Like, there's a lot of stuff going on right now. Yo, so we have met at the Wrestling Open. We've kind of run into each other a couple other places at the same time. It is cool to be able to sit back and talk with you and Sammy, too, just kind of like, pick your guys' brains as you guys are, like, making your way through, like, the business as well. And I guess for the start, the question I want to ask you first is, who's Lucas Chase?
Lucas Chase is a badass mother. Lucas Chase is a no-nonsense kind of, you know, I shoot from the hip. You know, I tell it like it is. I tell it how I see it, and I don't sugarcoat anything for anybody. And that translates when I'm inside the ring. I'll tell you that for free. You know, it's a lot of therapeutic behavior, I like to call it. You know, everybody's always trying to figure me out. Everyone's always trying to say, hey, what is Lucas Chase stand for? What does Lucas Chase do? You know, I have a lot of friends. I have a lot of enemies. And that's because I am me, 100% unedited, 100% Lucas Chase all the time. And whether that is in the ring and, you know, putting fists to faces, or that's in the locker room and talking with all the guys and the girls that we travel these roads with, you know, it's a straightforward attitude you're going to get.
I think it's, like, the most important part is that, like, ultimately at the end of the day, like, whether you're, like, in character or you're just on the fly or whatever, just, you know, talking to people, you just stay genuine to who you are. And I think that's where fans, like, really gravitate to, is that genuality. It's something for me, because, like, I tell everybody the same thing. Like, the moment where you meet me at, right, if I'm in the ring, it's just me really cranked up to a million, right, to 1,000 or 100 or 11, whatever I want to call it.
All the way up, brother.
Yeah. But then if you meet me, like, outside, right, like, if I'm, like, in the grocery store or in the gym, it's just me. I'm the same person, just same energy. Same attitude. Yeah. Like, there's nothing to it. But I like the fact that there's, like, like, when I see you in a ring and stuff, like, you can tell, like, you wear your emotions on your sleeve. So, like, I see you turn it up, and, like, I see, like, the anger, and you're like, this dude, I don't know what the other guy did across the ring, but he's about to get his face ripped off. and it's not looking good.
That's pretty much the mindset. You know, I started with this this whole cure gimmick, right? And it was something that was allowing me to find exactly who Lucas Chase was, right? And I'm a huge proponent on evolution and constantly evolving yourself and trying to get to the next, you know, plateau. And the cure was what I wanted to be, and it was who I thought I needed to be. So there was a learning curve there, and there was just like this whole, I don't want to say disingenuous part about it, but there was an uncomfortable part of it that wasn't allowing me to be 100% me, whether it be in the ring or outside the ring or on the microphone or how or whatever. And I was missing that connection part. I was missing that genuine piece, just because it's not that I was being disingenuous, but I was just outside of my comfort zone enough where something wasn't clicking. And I took a step back and I started to train a little bit harder. I started to just go a little bit longer. I started to kind of change my mindset a little bit. It's well documented. A lot of people know I'm a sober athlete. I'm almost five years sober. And you know, going through that is where we get to the unleashed Lucas Chase. And unleashed Lucas Chase is an evolution of the cure to not thinking about who I wanted to be and who I thought I needed to be, but unleashing the true Lucas Chase. And I go to my sobriety for that, because in sobriety, we learn to take our hands off of the wheel, and we can't be the directors, the writers, and the actors all in our play, right? You get too strung out, right? So you just got to let go of that. And me unleashing my true potential is me letting go of my emotion. And when I'm inside that ring, you said you see that gear switch. It's because that's my therapy. That's how my anger is me inflicting the pain that I feel and deal with on a day-to-day is in there. And I come out in between those ropes afterwards a whole nicer person, I tell you.
It is something, man. Like, I know for me, like, getting out of the military, right, and then trying to find, like, my way, like, around and trying to figure out what I wanted to do. Like, I got out in, like, 2012, right, and I was trying to figure out who or what I wanted to do in just in life, right? And it was weird, man, because, like, I went back to school, I graduated, and then I got a master's degree, and then I was like, cool, what am I going to do with this? I was like, I don't know. And then I kept trying to figure stuff out. And then it was one day I ran into a random person at my gym that was, he was wearing a John Cena shirt. And lo and behold, that dude would be like the gateway for me getting into like pro wrestling. And it was because of that dude and like hitting the mat for the first time, like taking my first bump. Like, I realized it's like, this is therapy. Like, I 100% agree with you when you say like, it's therapy. Like, hitting the mat and like, yeah, it's kind of like a sick, twisted way, but you get so much relief.
Oh, 100%. Like, you get to leave everything in there that you never thought you had. You get to dig deep. You get to reach into places of yourselves you didn't even know that existed. And, you know, when the chips are down inside those ropes, you can be as much of you as you need to be to get to the other side.
Yeah, I love it too, because I have like these big emotional like energy dumps and I'm just like spent, but I just like, I wake up in the morning, I'm like, bro, I'm refreshed. I'm ready to go out and talk to the next person. You know, it was one of those things. It's almost like if you being in a ring for those like, you know, 6 to 8, 8 to 10, 10 to 12 minutes, right, it's so great, because like the next morning I wake up, I'm like, oh, I can go be nice to people again. Because if I'm not, I can feel myself kind of like, oh, I just really just want to tear this dude's face off. And it's almost like, because like for me, like this last week, I've noticed it, right? I took a whole week away from not just the gym, but just kind of like from everybody, because obviously illnesses take us away from things. I came back and I was like, I'm such in a hyper mood. I'm like feeling good about things. I was like, bro, I can get all of this in one session of just like being in a ring. And I think that's one thing a lot of people have to understand is that you, like you said, like you just, it clears the soul.
Oh, it refreshes you like no other, man. I tell you.
Yo, so talk to me, man. How did you find yourself getting into the business?
I didn't think I had a choice, to be honest with you. I was all about it since I was up to my dad's knee. You know what I mean? Like, I loved wrestling from the moment I started watching it. I remember my first like actual like Raw that I saw. It was the Wildman Mark Mero versus Hunter Hearst Helmsley. It was the first Raw match I've ever seen in my life, and I was like, "What is this?" And got into it. And going back to when I was a baby and stuff, like my family tells me stories about like my grandmother having me on her lap while she was a huge wrestling fan in the family. And they always said that like if she were able to see me doing what I'm doing today, she would have been my number one fan. And so I guess you can go back to me being a baby, but when I was a child, it's that Monday Night Raw, baby. That's what got me hooked.
I love that too, because I always feel, and I think, so we've been doing this now for this, like the show for like 5 years, right? And I'm pretty sure if people went back and watched from like episode one to like this one, right, they're going to see probably like 80% of the episodes, wrestling was introduced to that person by someone in the female side of the family. Like for me, it was my aunt. Yeah. My aunt like put it on, and I got to watch Jake the Snake Roberts and Macho Man go back and forth talking trash. And then
very nice.
Macho Man gets wrapped up in the ropes, and then like a cobra just starts to attack.
snake bite.
And I was like, "Yo, is this how this happens all the time?" And my aunt was like, "No, you shouldn't be watching this." I was like, "I can't stop."
Yeah, man, I knew from the moment I watched, I was like, I'm going to step in between the ropes one day. And I did. And, you know, the rest is history. I got trained up and ended up flying down and being trained by Dustin Rhodes and doing my thing with the Rhodes Wrestling Academy and my extended wrestling family, which I'm very, very happy to be underneath that learning tree and a part of that pedigree. And, you know, just being in the Northeast, the most competitive, the most talented, the most high octane energy pool of wrestling talent in the entire country. And I will put our territory up against any other motherfucking territory on the planet. And if you're going to cut for one of your little reels, you can have that quote right there. The Northeast is where it's at. And because the top of the top here is head and shoulders above any other territory in the United States when it comes to indie wrestling. And that's not taking shots. That's not taking anything away from anybody else in any region. But me being here, me being a part of this just all-encompassing like little ecosystem we have up here between New York, New Jersey, all the way up to Maine. Being in the business is a blessing. But being in the business in the Northeast is the fucking best.
It's one of those things. It's kind of like I remember when I moved from Maryland to Massachusetts, right? My wife was like, "Well, I hope this wrestling thing is just kind of like done, right?" And she just meant it because she just like, you know, she just kind of like hopes that I was like looking for I'd be looking for something else. And I was like, "No, babe, I don't think you understand it." Like, while I'm from the DMV, right, and the wrestling scene is kind of like yay big, right? I was like, we're talking about the New England area being a way larger pool. And she was like, great. Because I was like, yo, it's just – and you're right. The talent pool up here, there's a lot, right? There's a lot of great talents that are up here. I will tell you this. The DMV sneakily has a lot of great wrestlers in it as well. And I was like, I can't wait till one day where someone decides that they want to put up like Invictus did it one time where they did like the 8-city tournament, right? Yes. I would love to see something like that done like annually where like you have people from like Connecticut and Massachusetts, not just like the New England area as people want to put it, but you get people from like New York and Jersey, Maryland, DC, Virginia, you know, Pennsylvania, right? Delaware, you get all these guys and all these, this big talent pool, and you just run a giant like
tournament. That's the, yeah, like Phoenix City a little bit.
Yeah, I just think it would be so cool to have like an all city tournament and just have some fun with them.
I think that would be great. I would love to see, you know, companies working together with shit like that. That'd be awesome. You know what I mean? I would love to see, you know, I'd be repping Connecticut. Sorry, not sorry. I'm gonna say that right now. If that tournament becomes a thing, I'm number one draft pick right here. No, but like, if you look at guys from CT, you got, you know, just Connecticut alone, right? You have myself. You have the Miracle Generation.
Yeah.
You know, you have, you know, Matt Taven works down here. You know what I mean? Like, you have guys like that that come through. And that's just, you know, naming a couple right off the top of my head. But then you go further north. You got guys like Mortar. Alec Price is a Northeast guy, you know, from Massachusetts. And you got, you know, Carmelo Hayes in NXT right now, the former Christian Casanova. Where is he from? The Northeast. Monster Fact, Danny Cage is placed down in Jersey. Has produced how many WWE champions? You have Sheamus comes from the Monster Factory. Riddle comes from the Monster Factory. Rhea comes from the Monster Factory. Priest comes from the Monster Factory. You know, and the list goes on and on. And that's all Northeast bred. That's all Northeast talent. And if they were to do a tournament, man, I would love to see that, because then you go down to Florida or to Texas, right? And you got guys like, you know, Big Ben Bishop in the rep of the Carolinas. You know, Ben Bishop's down here.
Yeah, it's interesting that he would be from Carolina, right? Because I know for a fact, because I trained with him for almost a year. He's from, well, he lived in Maryland.
He lived in Maryland.
He started training there. The funny thing about it is he's... Yeah, that man is actually from Vermont.
it's wild. I remember riding a car with him and hearing his whole story, and I was just like blown away. He did Spring for Gas, so Big Ben Bishop is my guy right there. He's a good brother. no, but you know, you go down to Carolinas, you got Ben Bishop. I mean, you look at you know, Texas, you got Brian Keith. You know, you got everyone, you know, from the Von Erichs. You got people coming from Roe. You know, Roxanne Perez is from Texas. You know, then you have Thunder Rosa stuff down there. Speaking of, Vert Vixen, Abaddon is down there in Texas. You know, yeah. Fuego del Sol. You know, who I just Sammy? Beat, by the way. I just beat Fuego del Sol. you know, so it would be quite interesting to see the pool. I think it would have to be like a World Cup round robin. You need like four people from each division or each sector or whatever territory. I think that'd be really cool.
Yeah, because when I look at like Maryland, right? I mean, Rich Swann is like the top name that comes like right from.
Oh, Baltimore, yeah, Maryland for sure. You know what I mean? Willie Mack. Is Willie Mack from Maryland?
Yeah, he's from the area. You know, LA Knight coming at, you know, from Hagerstown. And then O'Shea Edwards.
O'Shea Edwards. I'm big O'Shea Edwards guy. He's he's always a great mind to pick in the locker room.
And then, you know, I know a lot of people like make fun of him because like of his career, but you can't go. James Ellsworth is another name that like
boo.
that guy put some different names on the map for us.
Oh yeah, he did a bunch of stuff on the map.
But it is interesting to see, because you know, and that not just that, but like just watching so many people, like I know like the DC area too, when you have guys like Leo Rush and Moses and Trisha Dora coming from that area too, it's so much, there's always, you can always find like so much fun talent to like work with and like vibe with.
I'm actually trying to make my way more down towards that area in early 2024. I'll be a part of the this event, this combine event that I will not name names, but it is an event that is well known. I don't know if they want to broadcast it. That's why I stopped myself.
It is already out there. Don't worry. By the time that you guys see this, we have already been a part of the trials for CZW.
Yeah, there we go, CZW.
I was like, they're broadcasting it out on Twitter right now. I've seen it all the time.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, no, so you know, I'll be making my way down there for that and see where it goes. I've been trying to get down to ZZ for a while now. Just dates never lined up. So now that the opportunity has come up for an opportunity, I'm fitting to take it. Hope maybe we get to work together down there. That'd be cool.
That would be cool. It'd be a lot of fun. It's one of those things where, and I have a bunch of friends who are already there, like working too. Like, I mean, we could talk about, you know, Prolific is working there right now. Mr. Grimm is over there, you know, also a DC guy, you know, Eric Ademia, Zeta Steel, Matt Quay, Ian Bush, like the list for those guys, it goes on and on. They got great talent going on, man.
They got a deep roster pool that I am very much aware of, and very much looking forward to punching a few of those people in the face too.
Yo, so I know you've been in for a while, and I'm kind of curious because everybody has one of these, so I'm sure you do too. But what's the worst bump you've taken?
Worst bump I've taken? As in terms of injury or in terms of like that sucked?
We'll go with that sucked because no one likes to get injured.
All right, because no, I've never actually thank the universe. I've never had an injury or anything like that from taking a bad bump or anything like that. Against Fuego del Sol, this is a very recent new number one. And this will actually be out on IWTV, I believe. BST just is launching their IWTV soon, and they're going to be putting their back catalog on there. So if you have not seen the United by One match with me and Fuego del Sol, you could actually check that out soon on IWTV. If you're not a subscriber, you should subscribe because we're all on there all the time. We went up to the top rope, boom, 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 boom. I took a tornado DDT. Off the top rope, avalanche tornado DDT. It was as safe as possible the whole nine. Just the vibration and the impact went right down my, like, the top of my head. All the way. I definitely compacted myself, gave myself a severe stinger going down the right side of my neck. And I can tell you that everything was, that's all I heard for about 30 seconds was just a muted beep, and the entire back right side of my head from about my top of my ear here all the way down to the base of my like trap neck area was numb for about 2 weeks.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, it sucked. It was great.
No, that's the thing though, it's like you have like these fire ass matches and then like one thing goes off in the match and you're just kind of like, you know, you're not worried about that one part. You're like, I still had this great match, even though this one thing sucked in it 100%. But so, I would do it all over again.
The number time, like 1A, 1B, right? My second bit worst bump that sucked. Spindle City Rumble about 2 years ago. Me and Love Doug were in there in the Rumble up at in Fall River, Mass, I want to say. Yeah, I believe it was. Yeah. And Fall River, and he gives me a code breaker. Boom! I'm going to go over the top rope to the outside elimination, and the top rope was welded about 4 to 5 inches higher than when it normally sits on an actual ring post. Yeah. So when I went to take the bump over and eliminate myself, I didn't give myself enough clearing. I actually cracked my rib on the top rope. Went doing that and could not breathe for about a good 20 minutes. And then once my adrenaline wore off and I was in the car for 3.5 hours like this, all I felt throbbing was my ribs. It was the worst feeling in the world.
Yeah. Nope. That's not a good feeling either.
cable ropes too. They were not rope ropes.
Even better.
Yeah. Gotta love it.
Yeah, it and people ask me all the time, they're like, is there a difference? I'm like, oh, 100%.
Yes.
100% there's a difference. Yes. Like, 1,000%. All right, man. So seeing you've been for like a little bit, like I said, what's one of the hardest lessons you've had to learn?
Don't rest on your successes. Very early on in my career, I let a lot of dumb shit get to my head because I was getting work at an early time. And I squandered a lot of opportunity based on attitude. I really firmly believe that. And also, I would have to say, you know, just don't let existential circumstances ruin your chances. Don't let outside interference, within reason. Obviously, you have, everyone has families, and we have, you know, lives and other jobs, etc. But you know, don't let personal setbacks hinder your mindset. Just keep fucking going, going, going. I learned that the hard way. I wasted a lot of time. I was originally trained, and I'm gonna age myself here a little bit and blow some people's minds, but because I'm very handsome, but. When I originally trained in 2008, fresh out of high school, and I worked for a couple years, and I stopped training, and, you know, I wasted a lot of time taking stupid bookings with people that I thought were going to help me out. And they were, you know, it just, they weren't real opportunities. I fell into, you know, some difficult times. And it was hard. And that's why I could not push myself the way that I needed to push myself in order to capitalize and really progress in my career. So the hardest, that lesson was very hard to learn. It was very tough pill to swallow. It was wasted time.
That's a good lesson. Like, that's a good lesson to hand out and for people to learn. So yeah, don't waste your time and don't be complacent. That definitely makes a lot of sense.
100%.
Yo, so before we jump into the best part of the 3Count podcast, I have one more question for you.
Yeah.
I need one do and one don't of the locker room.
One do is always, always, always communicate with everyone. Don't be a wallflower. And one big don't is move my bag. All right. Sorry. My son just walked through the door and I was trying to say hello.
Yeah, no doubt. I know. I totally understand.
That seven-year-old boy just got home from a very long school day, apparently.
Damn, that's crazy.
He's rocking out. But he's doing his thing. So.
That's good, though. Because, like, I know my little one is super down that she had to have an extra week of Christmas vacation because of COVID. So she's like, whatever, I get to be home by myself while mom goes to work, and I get to sit at home and dad's going to work. I guess, yeah, sacrifices, right? Have to be made.
get a whole freaking two extra week to yourself. I'm chilling, thank you very much.
So hold up, I want to do this one. So the amount of times I hear people tell me don't move bags, I'm like, you would feel like that would be common knowledge. Like, don't touch other people's shit.
All right. So I mean, if you need to make room, right, it's within reason, right? Like, if it's a packed locker room and you need to make room, move something over to, like, slide your chair in or whatever, like, by all means, cool. No problem. We're all in this tight, confined space. My beef is when I get there early, and I put my fucking gear bag in front of my chair, and I put my backpack on my chair, but someone moves my backpack to use the chair. It's common knowledge to know that if someone leaves a personal item on said chair, that chair is saved. No one should be touching the chair. So it's less about moving the bag, more about the principle of my seat, because I love to have a chair.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
I mean, I feel like that's pretty reasonable.
That's pretty reasonable. I know, like, for me, it's funny because, like, it was last year about this time, man. I was in Pennsylvania and I was working a match, and, you know, and I had my stuff sitting on a chair and I was, like, getting dressed. Funny enough, I was sitting next to the chair and my bag was on the chair and I was just getting dressed. And I remember, like, this vet came through and he was standing, right? And he was just, like, you know, getting his stuff ready. And, no one touched my bag, which was crazy. So then I finally just grabbed my bag. I slid the chair over to the dude who was the vet. And I was like, hey, here you go, sir. And he was just like, oh, I didn't need that. He's like, but thank you. And he goes over and he whispers something to the promoter, right? And then the promoter comes back to me. He was like, hey, you're working the champ tonight. Hey. And I was like, hey, yo.
That's how you earn an opportunity. Look at that. That's some old school booking right there.
Yeah, so I was like, all right, let's get it.
You're like, all right, cool, 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 cool. I can do that. You can have any fucking chair you want.
Yep, officially, I'm out. I'm out the chair game right now. Like, I'm just.
Gotta love it.
Yo, let's jump into my favorite segment of the Three Count Podcast. It is the Three Count Podcast 10 Count Questions. And Mr. Chase, this is how it works. I'm going to fire off 10 questions at you rapid fast. And whatever your answer is, that's your answer.
All right, cool.
So we're going to put on the imaginary timer for added pressure. Bing! And in the words of my favorite commentator, Mike Goldberg, here we go. SmackDown or Raw?
Raw.
Favorite movie?
Pulp Fiction.
PlayStation or Xbox?
I don't have a preference, but I just got a PS5.
All right. Favorite actor?
That's tough, man. Holy shit. Favorite actor? Man, I think I gotta go with Jensen Ackles.
Yeah, I like that. Marvel or DC?
DC.
Favorite cartoon?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Let's go. Yeah. Batman or Superman?
Superman.
I know a lot of people here who's going to be like, what?
Yeah, fuck Batman. I don't give a shit. I'm a heel.
Favorite podcast?
Cornette Experience.
All right. Nominate one person that you want to see on this podcast.
Nominate one person I want to see on this podcast. Ichiban, number one.
That is full transparency. You're the fifth or sixth person who's nominated him. And I'm like, yeah, I know this is going to happen. And I'm going to make this happen. Last but not least, my favorite question to ask every single person who comes on this podcast. Favorite curse word?
Cunt.
It's a great word.
It's a great word. Very round. It's rounded out. It's got a hard C. And it's got a hard T, but in the middle it's nice and soft with the UN. It's cunt. Very nice. Very nice. It rolls off the tongue.
It does. It really does. All right. So with that being said, last thing I have for you is just to let our listeners and our viewers know where they can find you.
Well, you can find me in all social medias, except for TikTok. I'm not about it. I will be starting up a thread soon. Everything is at the Lucas Chase on Instagram, on Twitter or X, whatever you like to call it. And of course you can find me on Facebook at the Cure Lucas Chase. Man, I gotta thank you for having me on. I know we're trying to get this going for a couple weeks. So, you know, thanks, brother.
Oh, hell yeah, man. It's no problem. But he told you where you could find him. He gave you all of his handles. So you know what that means. Like the best part of a wrestling match, we got to take it home. Because this is the Three Count Podcast Presents Now Entering. And I'm your host, Clifford Red Dog Miller, the man that leads you up that mountain called wrestling. But like every good Sherpa, like I said, it's never about me. It's about who's entering. So who's entering? You see the man right there. Lucas Chase, the Cure himself. And you guys all know what to do. Tune in to the next episode and be there, or you're legitimately just signed up to all of our social media platforms. You're subscribed to our YouTube channel. You're following us on Spotify. You're even listening to us on Amazon Music, because we're there too. And you can even find us on iHeartRadio or whatever that dumb jingle is that they do. You're telling your family about us. You're telling your friends about us. You're telling your pets about us. You're telling your enemies about us, because we love haters too. Comment, share, like, and then even go buy our merch on ProWrestlingTees.com. You're doing all that stuff, or really you're just kind of waiting for this episode to end. You're waiting for the outro, and then you're choosing another episode to listen to. Kawaii. What's going on? It is Clifford Red Dog Miller, the man that leads you up that mountain called wrestling. And what we need from you guys is to kind of show us some support, right? We want you guys to go to our YouTube channel at the 3Count Podcast, go on to our Twitch channel, 3Count Pod, or even our Facebook page, 3Count Podcast, and just give us a like, follow, subscribe, even give us a comment, right? Do all that cool stuff. Share it with your friends, share it with your family, share it with your enemies, right? Or you can even come talk to us and just chat us up, right? Find us on Twitter at 3Count_Pod. Find us on IG and on TikTok at 3Count Pod. Go ahead and leave us those comments. We want to hear from all of you guys. We're going to keep putting on videos and stuff like that. We want to keep making this content better, so we want your guys' support. Also, if you guys want to, go support us at ProWrestlingTees.com/the3CountPodcast, or even find us on ForYourWear.com. Give us the support. Show us your guys' love, because we want to give it right back to y'all. So, in the meantime, between time, love y'all.